South Koreans will pick a new president tomorrow in what seems a very tight race. And apparently toxic, it has been called a Squid Game election for its ugly vitriol. This vote also comes amid the country's largest wave of COVID infections. Michelle Yee-Hee Lee is covering it for The Washington Post, our editorial partners, and she joins us from Seoul. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So for Americans far away, can you first give us a sense of what the people of South Korea have on their minds these days? COVID, economics, geopolitics, and how it's helping to shape the election?
The top two issues on mind for South Korean voters are the economy and rising housing prices. And so they're really thinking of these top two issues as they go to the polls tomorrow. But the campaign has been filled with so much vitriol, so many scandals, that it's been dubbed the election of the unlikables. So a lot of people are showing up because they just want to vote against the guy that they don't like.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, let's talk about the two unlikables here. One of them is the ruling party's candidate, Lee Jae-myung. He's left of center. I understand he's likened himself to Bernie Sanders. Tell us about his agenda.
Yes, the two candidates really could not be more different. They're really at two different spectrums of both politics and personal background. Lee Jae-myung is the ruling Liberal Party's candidate, and he rose from being a teenage factory worker to now the presidential nominee. He taught himself to go to school. He went to law school, became a lawyer. He was an elected mayor and governor, and he says he wants economic equality. He wants to be giving, you know, government subsidies to help people really afford their life, and wants to increase affordable housing. And promising kind of a brighter future. And he does say that he wants to become a quote-unquote successful Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Now, his chief rival is also a lawyer, I understand. Yoon Suk-yeol, career prosecutor, yeah?
Yeah, Yoon Suk-yeol is actually from a totally different personal background. He was the country's top prosecutor. He actually helped convict the former President Park Geun-hye in her impeachment trial. And he's built this brand as this aggressive anti-corruption prosecutor. He's a son of educators from an affluent family. And he's a first-time politician. And actually, because he is such a political novice, he's kind of gotten some flack for some of his gaffes on the campaign trail. But he really represents a different kind of a South Korean government, a big departure from the current South Korean government.
Well, you mentioned gaffe. I read, maybe it was in your article, that he was on stage and when the teleprompter went out, he just froze. Yeah, I mean, just getting used to being a candidate. Let me ask you about this rhetoric. You know, how ugly has it been? You know, for a family radio show, what can you tell us?
The rhetoric on the campaign trail, really against each other, has been quite nasty. It's been one mudslinging issue after another. But also, we've noticed this real dearth of policy discussions throughout the campaign. Instead, you're seeing both candidates kind of appeal to pet issues or just sort of promises to just kind of win over certain groups. For example, Lee Jae-myung said that he would provide government-funded hair plugs for men, balding men, so it could help with hair treatments. Yoon Suk-yeol said that he would expand smokers' rights to provide them spaces where they can safely smoke. So we've been really seeing kind of a lack of policy debate here.
Yeah. And women's rights have been in the news on this, yeah, amid something of an anti-feminism backlash in the country?
Yes. One of the most divisive issues this campaign is on gender lines. And part of the reason is that the election has been so tight. I mean, they have been really neck and neck. And the one group of voters that is possibly going to be the swing vote is people in their 20s. And people in their 20s in South Korea are very divided along gender lines. The women are a part of this rising feminist movement. And alongside it, this anti-feminist movement has really built up among many men in their 20s who feel like, you know, they see their female counterparts getting jobs and they seem to be just as equal as men from these men's point of view, and they don't understand why feminism is necessary. So there has been this huge clash between feminists and anti-feminists, really a lot of misogyny aimed at feminist activists. And we've seen both candidates try to appeal to each side.
Michelle, now there were disruptions yesterday when the campaign manager for the Democratic Party was taken to the hospital after he was attacked on the campaign trail. What is the latest there? What do we know?
Well, we know that it is not a life-threatening injury, according to the campaign. There was a supporter who came out of nowhere and started beating the official with a hammer, what we think was a hammer. And he was taken to the hospital immediately. And the last we heard, you know, he's stable, he's recovering in the hospital, and that it was not a life-threatening injury, thankfully.
Wow. Okay. Well, ugly campaign for president, and the day of voting is tomorrow. Michelle Ihi Lee is covering the South Korean election in Seoul for the Washington Post. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.